The devil was able to oppress you and to bring delay into your life. He was able to determine how fast you will run. But there is a technology, a provision that has been made available by which the people of God will ascend, will gain momentum by the finger of God. The Bible says that the hand of God came upon Elijah and he ran ahead of the chariots of Ahab. There is an acceleration, an ascendancy that God wants to bring his people into. And every man must be alive. Every woman must be alive to this reality. It's not going to be the way it has always been. The sound of the drumbeat is about to change. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Your life will have a new definition. There's a new model of you that is stepping down, that is touching down to hell with the devil. Oh yes. Sakobrena Zinta Abatebo. Mahareske Romponda Kapataskiba. Oh, the season that is about to come is for men of rugged faith, men that will not allow the devil to dictate the pace, people that are in strong bonding with God like hand and glove, that will insist on the will of God until it finds expression. Oh God, oh God. We insist on the manifestation of the will of God. Many things that were impossible will be possible because the hand of God will be made manifest. Oh, la, la, be, la, be, la. Satebrela mandes kabela mama, mandes kabale mo, sinna na berande bosna. You are not alone. Sikla prate bokos kamena, babrasa katala braske tombede, badendanske malabrasa tababo, prakete las kabela kaya, shanda baboria basa tababa bata, sublade sublade, aha aha aha, oh da 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 da. Sakla prasata babode makanda, sakata mabasakata, babrasento kopekani, balesta tela manda baboria, sukla bande presta tabalata babo, sepra tekata la matala, sepra steta baleto kombreke salima. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise and glory. Sakombe. Oh, we give you praise and glory. We give you praise, we give you praise. Hey. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. praise. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name for together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Then looked unto him and were lighted, and their faces were not ashamed. Many times when people in faith and righteousness of heart turn to the Lord in prayer, there are some times where it's as if the Lord is far, and the things of which you ask of him are nowhere within sight. The psalmist says, I sought the Lord. He heard me. The first manifestation of the fact that God had heard the psalmist was not that a miracle was performed. The first thing that happened was that he was delivered from his fears. That was a process. He was delivered from the torture and the burden and the torment of considering the possibility of not coming through with the manifestations that were sought from the Lord. The Bible says, and they looked to him and were radiant. There have been several people that have been holding onto the horns of the altar seeking an intervention from God. And 2012 was not actually the fulfillment of their expectation. Such a people that have been going to God for an expectation. The time that we approach is a time where their faces will not be ashamed. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fear. They looked to him and were radiant. The light of God is going to be cast upon men that have been looking to God irrespective of manifestations expected that did not show up. Suddenly, the light of God will come. Friends, in the time that we approach, there's going to be a separation. The people that have actually held on to God and served God faithfully, they are about to be exalted, they are about to be separated. It will be clear who has been holding on to the horns of the altar. Can we ask God to give us the capacity to stay in the place of prayer in the year that is about to come? Now, hear me. Occultic people will modify and will deepen their involvement in darkness. But this year, there's a shift. They will go for more idols, go for more things, more tools. They will go for more amulets. They will try to get themselves much more fortified. But 2012, the people that will ride on the wings of the eagle are men that have decided to hang onto the horns of the altar. I bring you, 2013. The season where people that have tarried with God will be exalted. You know, a time came when to tarry with God was no longer popular because people felt holding on to God takes so much time. And consulting with the devil was actually the best way around because the devil had the capacity to respond within the framework of time and expectation. No. The season that we are entering in is not a season where you need to pray and wait for long for the manifestation. No. You will be praying, and while you are yet speaking, the effect of the things, of the petition that you are making unto God, will begin to find expression. In this season wherein we have found ourselves, sorcery will no longer have an answer. I sought the Lord, and He heard me. The old way, the old emphasis of laying hold of the horns of the altar is a strategy of the Spirit that I bring to you this night. Prayers will be answered. While we just worship God now, I saw God turning some things around. Now, there are some people that have been known in this country, known in this state, to be heavy guys. Before we ascend December 2013, many heavy guys will be reduced to nothing. I sought the Lord and He heard me. I remember I was praying for my family. Prayed for 10 years before I saw the manifestation. But what God has told me about this season is that while you are yet speaking, while as the utterances are coming forth, while you are yet speaking, there will be manifestations. Just in case you were discouraged because last year you had to pray so much and you see little or no result. I will tell you why. But this time, while you are yet speaking, the Lord will answer. While you are standing and sitting, you want to ask for the spirit of supplication, a spirit of intercession, that you become that man of rugged faith that will never give up. Friends, prayers will be speedily answered. Results will come to intercession. When people stand on righteous ground and make demands on heaven, if it needs thunder to strike, if it needs fire to come down, it will happen in response to the prayer of the righteous in 2010. Can you invoke, can you pray, can you ask for a fresh baptism of intercession, supplication? That time has come. Where the vision shall no longer tarry. The time has come where the proclamation shall no longer tarry. For the Lord God has risen with jealousy over His people. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. The ability to hold onto the horns of the altar. Men of rugged faith that cannot be discouraged. That will shine in the year that is coming. They looked unto him and were radiant. So many, la 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 la. So many, ma ekaba yelo baratska banana. So many, men that trust in chariots will be disappointed. Men that trust in horses will be cast down. Only those that trust in the name of the Lord shall gain ascendancy. There shall mount up with wings. There shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Sevane bros kabela bula bula tema. Siva tada bebole ba. Bela bares kabelu mama de akubala. Siva na belu skaba. Oh la 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 la.
Thank you, Father. Listen to me. The Lord just said that I will make possible that which is impossible. Amen. Now, there are many of you that have waited on God for something for so long, and right now you feel that it's no longer logical for you to still remain in expectation. I came to disappoint you. Impossible things, things that have been written off, things that have been concluded, things that have been ended, things that have been brought to an abrupt stop, things that men have said, this one is over. God will open it up again. God will make it live. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now there's somebody that I see the image of a woman in the congregation. For a long time, because of discouragement and circumstances around you, you have abandoned your call. God just spoke to me on the altar. He said, quit yourself like men. Beat your plus heads into weapons of war and let the weak say, I am strong. That thing that the devil put upon you that made you cast away confidence, I challenge you tonight that if you give God half a chance, he will make the impossible possible. There is a river that I want to come into the hall before I begin to share with us briefly, maybe for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, the things that God revealed to me that is coming to pass. I bring you good news, woman. Dust your body. And God will make you strong again. In Jesus' mighty name. Give me strings. I think because of time, let's just go straight. You may be seated. As you sit down, turn to your neighbor and say, please don't be discouraged. It's a wrong time to be discouraged now. It's a wrong. No, you didn't say that with faith. You were doing it as if it's a comic. Can you tell your neighbor, it's a wrong time. It's a wrong time. It's too late to be discouraged. It's too late to be afraid. It's too late to accept the verdict of the devil. It's too late. It's too late. It's a wrong time to be afraid. Oh my God. It's a wrong time. For the Lord will perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus Christ. From September 2012 ended for me. The Lord began to take me to the secret chambers and to open my eyes of understanding to things that are to come. The only reason for my heartbreak this night is that majority of Christians in the body of Christ are not ready for the advantage that God has already given us, which will be revealed in a few moments from this time. Many people have not been in the place of expectation and waiting, and as such they have not understood that seasons in the spirit are changing and God is actually reaching out to bring to pass the things that he has spoken aforetime. So many people are not yet in readiness for that which God wants to do. Hallelujah. Now, let us pray for the keyboard people. They don't want me to fly this night. Pray. That God will cast out and bind. In Jesus' name. I want to fly. There's something. Right there in Lagos, we decided to come together to pray in the month of September, and suddenly I was caught up in the spirit and God began to make available some things that you have kept secret, some things that you have not allowed to be accessed prior to that time. Let me tell you a story. I hope you know this is the first crossover night we are doing as a ministry. We don't do crossover. But there's a reason why we sent out the clarion call. Because the time that we have waited for 15 years has come. About 15 years ago, the Lord spoke to us while we were still on campus. He said that there were magnificent things that he was going to do in our land and among our people. On the strength of the things that he said he was going to do, he made some requirements, he made some demands on us. And the demands were far-reaching demands that altered the course of our lives and put us on a new template ever since we have been in anticipation and in expectation. I saw in the visions of God that there was a beast-like creature that was under the Benue River that was swallowing gold coins and swallowing the prosperity of the land. And suddenly, a whitish, brilliant kind of sword came from the heavens. The dragon could only be killed from the stomach region. And when this sword was pierced into the stomach, the dragon swam and came to the bank of the Benue River and vomited gold coins. When he vomited gold coins, then there was a massive influx of fish that busted out from the river. These were visions of 12 years, 15 years ago. Last year, while I stood upon this altar, the Lord now gave me insight that in 2012 there was going to be a flood because the dragon was going to be struck. And I prophesied it on the pulpit. A few of us will remember that were present. I prophesied it this year. After the prophecy, I went back to Lagos and God began to give me more insight about the prophecy. He said that the principality that rules within this region has his dwelling place in Cameroon. And that the time and the covenant that has installed that principality was going to expire. And the principality was going to fall. And the proof that that principality had fallen was that there was going to be a mighty flood. And fish, strange kind of fish, will be seen in Benue State. When that flood came. You know, when the prophecy went forth, I didn't know that a few of us would be affected. I didn't know that some houses, some of our brethren's houses will also be engulfed. I thought it would be Wadata, only Wadata. Somehow, the flood came and God said, "Rise up! The prince has fallen." Sorry, I can't go into details. Some of us have been watchers for the past 15 years. And a burden and a prophecy have been locked into our spirit. And we have been in expectation, eager expectation, awaiting the fulfillment of the things that God has spoken unto us. In 2006, precisely in the month of October, Jesus appeared to me in my bed, in my sitting room. And I was telling him, those things that you spoke about, when is it going to happen? He laid hands upon me and my spirit left my body. When my spirit left my body, we appeared somewhere, which I've come to discover that the place we appeared was in Jatoka. Because there was a grave and people revered that place. And when we got to Jatoka, Jesus pointed the altar and that altar fell down. We went to another place in Tiefland and Jesus pointed that altar and the altar fell down. When that altar fell, I now know that the second place we went to was in Naka areas. But I didn't know before. Then we went to a place in the Idoma land and the name of that place was called Apa. Then there was one altar there that fell down. Instantly I knelt down and told Jesus, "Touch me, or maybe there's an altar in my heart." That's what I said. "Touch me too." Hallelujah. Then he laid his hands upon me. I will not say what he said. He said something. And then he turned his back and began to go. Then I heard his comment. I said, "The land is still barren." And he said, "I will return." And so we have lived with an expectation in our hearts for many years. And from that time, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, in my prayers I said, "When will you return? When will you return?" Until that day on this altar, he said, "The flood will come now, and the fish will come out of the river." I didn't understand it until I went to Lagos and he said, "The prince is falling." The Lord then gave me further insight that now that the prince has fallen, the people of God are going to be persecuted. They are going to be pressured. The pressure of the enemy will come upon real intercessors. People standing in the gap. Miracles will be withheld. Finances will stop flowing. All kinds of things will happen. That was when I came back from Lagos and I said, if you cannot challenge horsemen, Jordan, if you cannot run with horsemen, what will you do in the swelling of Jordan? Hallelujah. Because at that time, Jordan has swelled. The principality was given its final opportunity to stretch. And so intercessors were subdued. Just in case you live the life of intercession in the year 2012 and you are from this land, you must have noticed some major resistance that began to come since the middle of the year down. Resistance. Even your expectations were cut off. All kinds of things were happening. Massive discouragement went down. Terrible things happened. It was the principality You know, when you want to kill a chicken, and you cut, even if you cut off the neck, sometimes the thing is still. That was what was going on. And the hearts of men were tried again another time. The Lord said that the window now is open, but the window must be secured if the advantage will be taken. And so, in spite of the pressure, in spite of the persecution, in spite of all the blows coming, the instruction that came was that focus. There must be focus. There must be focus. And that fight went on. And towards the end of the year, as we got into December, it was as if the season changed. The season changed because the intercessors refused to give up. And the window was secured. I make bold to make some declarations of things which will come to pass. We waited for 15 years. And the Lord spoke to me recently. He said, the time that you have waited for all these years, that time begins from 2013. Now, there are a lot of symptoms and signs that will reveal the season in which we are about to end. Listen to me. In the year 2013, a mighty man in the body of Christ will be called home. There will be a cry in the church. Details with her. The Lord will help. In 2012, because that window had been secured precisely towards the end of the first quarter, God's mercy drops from heaven to galvanize and furnish a pathway for a move of God in this land will begin to happen. This season will be characterized by strong manifestation of God's presence, and everyone that actually presses into the realm of the Spirit will discover that God had made himself available. So God will be available. He will no longer be like the head of a body that is invisible or absent, but he will be present to those that diligently seek him. A lot of us, a lot of people in the body of Christ will excel in the knowledge because his presence will be poured out in a great measure. People that are chronic unbelievers today, many of them are going to give their life to Christ, and not just give their life to Christ, they will come under the influence of the Holy Spirit and receive callings from the Lord. Many people will say, like they said before, is Saul among the prophets. Now, I want to be quiet. I want to whisper. As that outpouring begins to come out, and people begin to recover lost things and step into new things, then the window of prosperity, another level of prosperity in the house of God will be open. Don't say amen. This prosperity that is coming, you will see money. But it is not, you know, we all believe that money is a blessing. Well, to me, I believe it's a responsibility. It has purchasing power, but you will account for every dime that comes your way. Hallelujah. I went to visit a friend this morning, and the friend made a profound statement. The friend said, people do not know that leadership is servitude. And that one entered me. Alright? the funds, the finances that are coming in, the breakthrough that people are going to experience is a test. It's not something you should shout about. God demands in the year 2012 as a strategy of survival great financial sacrifice. Great. That should be the worthy response to the release that God is going to be bringing. Hallelujah. And for people that have been gathering money, God will judge them. That the ones that have been stockpiling. And that's why the money that is, make sure you have a covenant of giving sacrifice turned on in 2013. Because many people that have been stockpiling money will be judged. Hallelujah. A massive release of the presence of God. This release of the presence of God will be accompanied with signs and with wonders. Just in case you have been, you know, believing God for the miraculous in your life, for the sake of God's service, there will be a lot of grace for signs and wonders available. I said that God will make himself available, so all the things that accompany his presence will also be manifest. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now you see, Nigeria, I want you to know that we have seen the worst. It will not be worse than this. No. It will start becoming better from 2013. Because that window has been secured in the name of Jesus Christ. God did not tell me about Boko Haram, whether they will bomb it again. I don't know. He didn't tell me about that, so I cannot comment about that. But one thing is sure, everybody that lives deliberately the life of intercession will be preserved. Intercession is the key. Intercession and financial sacrifice. Desperate, deliberate financial sacrifice. Hallelujah. Now I must open a scripture to us. Because can you salute him? He just came now. Salute him. We salute him. We salute you. Oh my God. We salute you. Sia kapalante ebraske palambo. We salute you. Si hoponde ebraske palante kolima. We salute you. We salute you. We salute you. We salute you. If there is sickness in your body, salute him. Salute him now. Take this moment serious. We salute you. We salute you. Baba la de bolo 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 bolo. Shekmate na munda, imana se la de munde, de la de munda ma. Aila maye sole bana, ika manubene. Isana mane mane ma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I saw the flash, a flash. And I saw a handbag. Anytime I see that kind of vision, it's money. But this time, this money belongs to a woman that through witchcraft and sorcery, they have been diverting good things from you and they have left you wretched. You will not cry again. You will not cry again. I was preaching in the month of October and I started becoming heavier than my weight. And when I looked over my shoulder, I saw a seraphim with six wings, with two covered its feet, with two covered the face, and with two it was flying. And from that day, my life has not been normal. It has no longer been normal. Before we end this service, in the next 15 minutes or 20 minutes, God just showed me now, there's going to be a transfer of a gift of the Spirit. The name of that gift is called the gift of discernment of spirit. This morning, there'll be a transfer. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Don't doubt God this year. Hallelujah. Don't do what? Because we will see His goodness, His faithfulness. The gift of discernment of spirit will be transferred. And somebody will come under the influence of an anointing and you begin to see through the Holy Ghost. You will see into the spirit realm by the help of the Holy Spirit. Here, today. Now, that is going to be a sign that I'm not lying. In the name of Jesus Christ. You see, I'm seeing so many pictures, but God is not allowing me to say the things I'm seeing. In the midst of all these things, God decided to give a strategy. Because all we have spoken about are just manifestations that will result because of the avalanche of God that have been let loose. The Lord said, maybe you will not understand the meaning of what I will say, but I will explain it. He said, from 2013, I will begin to restore the divine order. I will explain that. Don't worry, I will explain it. The divine order. God will begin to separate between the righteous and the wicked. Between them that serve Him in spirit and in truth and them that are masquerading. Those that be of the synagogue of Satan shall be exposed. The finger of God will begin to effect a great divide between mere sycophants and people that are standing because they have a covenant with God. I want to advise you not to stay on the sidelines. It's not safe in this time. Let that which you stand for be clear. Let that which you stand for be known. Because people that call to sorcery will not be answered in 2013. See, Akombo will lose the ability to talk in 2013. Akombo. You and me will be witnesses of mighty people that consult Akombo that will crash land in 2013. So it's not safe to stand on the sidelines. Come into the center stage and do righteous business with God. Now he said it's the year of the restoration of the divine order. We have been having meetings with the executive of the ministry and I've been trying to explain that. Let me just give you a simple example in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Just trying to explain what I mean by that. Now, so that you can develop a template for your life that is consistent with the divine order. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, please turn with me so that we can just those scriptures lend themselves readily for use in this explanation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I saw a road, an untarred road, and from the way it was, it had been untarred for long, and suddenly Fema began to work on it. You know, before Fema walks on a road, the road must have outlasted its lifespan. Then Fema will come. I was wondering, Naka Road, it was like that since when we were small. Now, I was wondering what God was trying to reveal through that funny vision. He said that situations, circumstances, things that have been abandoned for long, they will gain the attention of heaven. Now, what I've just said now is not even dependent on your faith. I know you are trying to believe. Just watch. Before the first quarter, we would have seen some impossible abandoned cases that God would have turned around. And when we begin to pray, that grace will be released. And it shall be as the Lord has spoken it, in Jesus' mighty name. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 42, the Bible says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord," somebody say, "and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Amen. Now, this scripture is among so many scriptures, is a very simple, straightforward scripture that gives us insight into the explanation of what the divine order is and the consequences that accompany it if it is restored. You see, it happens to be that God is a God of protocol. God is a God of order. God is the righteous judge, and because of his capacity as the righteous judge, he is under obligation to do right. Right? Now, when Moses encountered God and God summoned him to the top of the mountain. God revealed to Moses a temple that has not been built. The prototype of that temple was in the very heavens of God. And his eyes opened and he beheld that temple. And God gave him instructions that he should build the same temple on earth, having the same dimensions, the same furnishing, the same length and breadth. It must be exactly the same if God will accept it. Now, are you still with me? When the temple was to be constructed, the architectural design and the dimensions were followed as it was received. And a mighty edifice was constructed according to the pattern that was received on the mountaintop. Are you still with me? I said, are you still here? The proof that God accepted that building was that on the day that the building was opened, what happened? The presence of God filled it. It means that the building was in accordance with that which was revealed. And so the presence of God could what? Now, if the temple did not have the dimensions that God instructed, God's presence wouldn't have been able to fill it. In order to have the presence of God, the blessings of God, in order to see the promise of God come to pass, our lives must be erected according to the prescription of the divine order. Every time you see God's presence, God's blessings, God's manifestations take place, it is because somebody has taken the pains to understand that God is the righteous judge and that he will not shift ground for anybody, and that person has actually gained alignment with the demands and the expectations of God. When God's expectations are met, then his presence and his blessings follow. The apostolic church had a fourfold agenda. We were not told that they printed handbills and lit up the streets with banners. We were not told that they had all kinds of things going. Customer care seminars. The Bible says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and what? Prayer. The Bible did not tell us how long they did that, but that was their fourfold agenda: prayers, fellowship, breaking of bread, sitting, and receiving teaching, the teaching of the apostles. Hallelujah. And they continued in it. They continued in it and continued in it. And then suddenly, something sovereign happened. Now, the next verse, verse 43, began to tell us the consequences of that which they did. The first effect that was seen, the first manifestation that was seen, was that fear came upon every soul. Then suddenly, many signs and wonders were done by the hands of the apostles. All those things were manifestations because the divine order was satisfied. God's divine order for the accurate apostolic template was fourfold agenda. Who can name the first one? They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and what? That was the construction recipe. That was the dimension of the spiritual house that God was using them to build. And when those things, those pillars were in place, then God's presence began to fill that which they were building. Are you with me? Because the requirements of God were satisfied. The sovereignty of God went to work. The sovereignty of God was activated. And fear came upon every soul. The Bible says that signs and wonders were done by the hands of the apostles. Strange things began to take place. In fact, the people around were so afraid of them that they did not just come to join them, because they felt They were drinking blood. They were doing something mysterious. Hey, they are using charm. Something is happening. We don't know these people. They are not normal. So fear came upon every soul. Then the intensity of the presence of the Holy Spirit was so strong that the Bible revealed that nobody could hold on to material things that they had. The natural possessing spirit that every carnal man had was altered because an atmosphere of love and the culture of heaven had been set in place by the presence of God that came to inhabit the spiritual building they were constructing. And then you begin to see strange things happening. People going out of their way to be a blessing to other people. Those things you read about are the manifestation of the sovereignty of God when He is released over a people. But before God's presence came, the apostles had to do a construction. Do you understand? So verse 42 was a construction. They put in place the divine order, the divine requirement for the spiritual building that God wanted to build in that territory was that they should build four pillars. The apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, fellowship, and prayers. That was why in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, some complaints came from some widows that we are not being ministered unto. They marginalize us when the daily ministration begins. The apostles say the template God gave us about this building is that it must exist on four pillars. We will remain doing that work. The ministry of the word and prayers was part of what? The structure, the building pattern that God gave them. And the distraction that was coming to move them away from that pattern that God had given them. And they were quick enough and discerning enough to see that which the devil wanted to do. He wanted to compromise the basis upon which they were having that release of God's presence. And they said, we are not going to get involved in this rubbish. We'll appoint deacons to take care of that, but we ourselves will remain in the ministry of the word and prayers. Nothing will affect the four pillars that we have been assigned to put in place to get the presence of God coming into the territory. Hallelujah. So whenever you see the blessings of God, the divine order has been satisfied. You see the manifestation of God, the divine order has, there's something spiritual, there's a requirement from God that has been met. That's why those things find expression. Now there is a release of a mighty presence of God in the spirit realm, but not everybody will experience it. The people that will experience it are people that satisfy the demands of the divine order. That's one example. So when you see things happening in somebody's life, don't just wake up and say, what is your secret? Hallelujah. Because everybody wants a key, something he can apply. It's working for him, it should work for me. You don't want to have a personal relationship with God. You want to tap keys and just come and try to implement. It doesn't happen that way. A key that the Holy Spirit did not hand over to you will not work for you. That's why we need to put the pillar of prayer in place so that you can have your own first-hand encounter with God, and God can give you the strategy that you need to put in place in your life where you are in order for His presence to come upon you and lead you to where He wants to take you. It's not just, what's your secret? And then I now call on Govan and say, what's your... Even if you tell me, it will be in my head. It's only when I receive it from God that it can be in my heart. And anything that has not affected your heart cannot change your life. Thinking that you will go to church and receive keys and then your life will be better. A psychologist has deceived you. You must make contact with God first hand and allow him speaking to your spirit. If his voice affects your heart, then your life will change inevitably. God says that in 2013, sorry, I'm still working with the old book. We need to find out, because there are many demands that we must comply with in order for us to have the release that he's making available. Many things are determined, but there's a divine order that we must submit to. I can go on and on, so many scriptures openly just explaining to us what this divine order that I speak about is. God's way of doing things. He said that will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. You will not do the thing on earth the way it is done on earth. You must peep into the divine order so that you can get the template and establish it on earth the way it works out in heaven. Don't use earth principles. If you use earth principles, the foundation will be destroyed. And if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you are a righteous man and you are allowed to be the governor of this state and you use unrighteous principles, you carry on with unrighteous principles, even you will not change anything, because the foundation is what? So we need to set in place the divine order so the foundation upon which we stand will not compromise it. And on that foundation, we are going to have the release of the presence of God, and the sovereignty of God will take over our lives and translate it to where it needs to be. I told you, Akombo will not speak this year. If God says he wants to prosper people, you need to study your Bible and find out everybody that prospered, what did they do? And then from their lives, you can now know God's demands, the divine order that is required in order for God's presence that makes people prosper to flood your life. It will be because you have discovered something that God has put in place to ensure a manifestation, and you have aligned to it, submitted to it, and you are obeying it. That's why you are going to have God on your side. Hallelujah. Thy will be done on earth. How? Can you hold your neighbor right now and begin to pray for that person? We are about to take a flight.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
blessing that you are holding right now. God, my sister, my brother will not miss out on that which you want to do. She will not miss out on the blessings that you have designed for her in this year 2012. Yes, yes, everything that you have designed shall come to pass in her life. The spirit of death. I just saw him now. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everyone that is here tonight, I forbid that death will lay hand upon them. I'm certain that nobody here will die this year. I'm certain. Now. Extend that to every member of your family. Right away. We command you to go backward in the name of Jesus. Say everybody come out. Allow anything tempt you to step out of this building. I did not say everybody come out. If there is a sick person unto death, somebody that is critically sick and there is a write-off, all of you that are here, just close your eyes, lift your hands. Because when we prayed, there are some things I saw. Please, if there's no such case, don't come out. But if there's a case like that, you can stand. If there's no such case in your family, don't come out. I'd like you to pray the first prayer of the year and pray for someone. Pray for these people standing here. God wants to change something, wants to avert something. There's an evil that God wants to avert on the first day of this year. Abela Kubasa. Please pray, please pray, please pray. Please pray, please pray. Please pray, please pray, please pray. The families that the spirit of death intends to visit among those of you standing here. Now just lift your hand now. God will move from this hall and go to where the person is. And as God begins to touch the person, he will begin to touch you. Etole nebreska falamba. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. We join our faith together tonight. We reject the activity of the spirit of death. And just in case there's an appointment with death, there's a covenant with death. Right here tonight, under your authority, we disappoint that appointment and we break that covenant. As I lay hands on these people, those ones that have been marked for death, let your power go forth. We stop the spirit of death, the activity of death in your family. We command such a one that has been assigned to death to come back alive in the name of Jesus. Let the hold, the stranglehold of the spirit of death, let it be loose. Let the stranglehold of the spirit of death be loose. Let that stranglehold be loose. Let it 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 be loose.
Amen.
Let it be loosed. Loose. Loose. Loosed. Loosed. Loosed in the name of Jesus. Loosed. 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 Of your head to the sole of your feet, and as it comes upon you, let it transmit to whosoever you are standing for. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a release, oh my God, a release from the crown of your head. I command the power of death loose in the name of Jesus. All right, let it be loose. Abba. No, they can't take you. I've dismantled everything that has been organized, and I speak life unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be loose. Every covenant of death, I release the life of God, the life of God in the name of Jesus. I release the life of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I command death, go in Jesus' mighty name. I release the life of God in the name of Jesus. I command the stranglehold of the spirit of death to break. I release the life of God in the name of Jesus. Break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now stand with me. Let's do the final prayer. I say somebody's eyes will open. God will transmit that gift. If why? Wait, before we begin to pray. If while the service was going on, your eyes opened and you saw some things that are not physical. Let me see your hand. Come. Let me see your hand again. Many more eyes will open. God's presence this year is going to be available. The presence of God will be available. Make sure you kickstart your life. Okay. I need to pray for everybody. But no problem. I want that anointing that opens people's eyes. More people will still see strange things. Not by your doing. God will. It will come like a flash. Hallelujah. God wants to give that gift of discernment of spirit. Can we pray and say, Lord, this equipment that you want to distribute, don't pass me by. Now, some people have been spiritually blind. It's difficult for you to articulate the voice of God and things like that. No more. Because God will pass by now. Let the deafness go. Let the blindness go. So that you can see the activity that is going on in the realm of the spirit. Hear the whispers from eternity. Babela Shiva. Thank you, Lord. To the voice of the Holy Ghost in 2013. in casting that spirit of death now. In the place where there was death, there will be life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sing, help me one more time. Before I begin to pray, the Holy Spirit will be available in 2013. He will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Just in case your life has been termed an abandoned project, God will pick it up again and cause it to shine. Then look to Him and we're radiant. And their faces were not ashamed. Father, I pray for this congregation right now. Congregation right now, oh God. Everyone is sealed with the spirit of life, and death shall not encroach in any family that is represented here today. I speak the strength of men will go out of their ways to be a blessing to you. The things that you could not accomplish in 2012, the Lord will bestow grace upon you, and it shall be perfected. Miracles that you have given up about, God will cause it to find expression again. God will give you a righteous heart and a consistent spirit. When you seek the Lord, you will find Him. When you call upon Him, He will be near to you. He will no longer be absent or invincible. He will be there in the name of Jesus Christ. And I proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon you. In the city and without the city. When many people stumble, you will be walking upright. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just in case the sound of rejoicing have ceased from your family long time, I open the gates of rejoicing again, and you shall rejoice and make merry, because the Lord has beautified you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I would like you to take an offering unto the Lord quickly. You people sit down. Take an offering unto the Lord. As you cast the offering, the ushers will put you on a straight file. I need to put my hands upon you. Everyone will just be on that file. I put the hand and you go. Welcome to 2013. Your expectations shall not be cut off. And God shall perfect all that concerns you. The name of the Lord shall be to you a strong tower. you will find safety in him in the name of Jesus Christ. God will be with you in the city and without the city. Every journey that you will have to make is covered. No news of wasting, no news of worry. 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right hand, and nothing shall come nigh you. There shall be no sudden mishap. The will of sorcerers, witches, wizards will not be performed in your life. God will watch over you with jealousy. He shall bring his word speedily to pass in this year that you have come. Even people that have plotted evil against you behind the scene, you will see the judgment of God revealed upon their lives. It is written that the race is not to the swift, and the battle not to the strong. It will be revealed in your life that it is not by power, but the Lord had favored you so much. The favor of the Lord will make a way for you. God will cause you to thirst and hunger for him and to seek after righteousness. The year shall be a blessing to you and not a curse. God will open unto you his good treasure. He will multiply you. You will not be small. He will glorify you. You will not be few. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you have casted out your offering, I would like you to be in the mood of prayer. Then the ushers will direct. And I'm going to just place an anointing upon you as instructed by the Lord. Hallelujah. When you go to rest, please make sure you don't quarrel before you rest this morning. Even if somebody offends you, just hold your breath. Hold. Manage it. And sleep without quarreling. Hallelujah. That's the only thing I request from you. After you go, if somebody offends, hold the breath. Don't sleep like that. And wake up into new things. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.